Hello and welcome to the Baptist Joint Committee podcast. I'm Alana Ostrin, Associate Director of Communications. On this episode, we're excited to share a special conversation with you, featuring Yusra Ahmed, the Grand Prize winner of the 2017 Religious Liberty Essay Scholarship Contest, and Charles Watson, BJC's Education and Outreach Specialist. Every year, the BJC's Religious Liberty Council engages high school students in church-state issues by directing them to express a point of view on a religious liberty topic. For the 2017 contest, students were asked to assess whether a religious test should be conducted as a part of the United States immigration and refugee policies. The contest and its topic were announced in the fall of 2016. Yusra's essay captured the attention of the contest judges based on its personal and relevant nature. Yusra and her mom were able to join us at this year's annual Board of Directors meeting, and that annual gathering is where the conversation you're about to hear took place. But before we begin, we wanted to let you know that we recently announced this year's essay question on the topic of how public school calendars should accommodate religious holidays and absences. Essays will be due in March 2018, so start sharpening your pencils. For more info, visit bjconline.org/contest. We hope you enjoy Yusra's conversation with Charles as much as we did.
So Yusra, how did you hear about the essay contest and why did you enter?
So it was on fastweb.com, and that's basically just a website with a bunch of scholarships listed nationwide. And I entered because it seemed like a very special type of scholarship. Most scholarships are more about sort of what are you going to do with the money and basic questions. Well, this one asked something that sort of related to me, and I felt like I could relate to it and sort of give my voice an opinion.
So our essay topic, which was released last October, focused on whether religious tests should be used as a part of immigration and refugee policy. And your essay explains how banning people due to religion violates the First Amendment. And you delve into how government policy can validate an individual's perceptions and behavior. What did you learn as you did your research for this essay?
Biggest thing is that this is not the first time it's happened. Sort of this is a historical thing, and it's over time just repeating itself. And religious liberty is an issue not just of today, but sort of had its roots back in time.
So I know it was a long time ago for you when you were in high school, now that you're a freshman. But if you can think back to several months ago, could you tell us why you think this is important, contest is important for high school students to engage in church state issues?
So seniors in high school are 17, 18, so they borderline being able to vote. And so right before they're given a chance to vote, though, we're not very much given sort of any method to voice our opinions or give our voice in any situation. And for issues like this, it's very personal to many people. So having them engaged sort of allows their voice to be heard and their opinions to be given.
So in your essay, you talk about some personal experiences that you've had and your family had dealing with intolerance. Can you tell us a little more about your experiences?
Unfortunately, my experiences are wide and vast, and the stories go way back to when I was a toddler with my mom, to as recent as last week. But I think when dealing with these experiences, the ones that you remember the most are the ones that happen in schools. And so I think that is a large issue for young men and women in elementary and middle school, sort of facing that religious intolerance from their schoolmates, which are supposed to be, you know, your friends and people that you trust.
And so can you tell us a little bit about why it also matters to your family, this issue, and what it's been like since the first travel ban was issued and now reissued, and now we don't know where it is, but how has that experience been like with that?
Well, of course, it's important to my family as Muslims, a minority religion in America. Luckily enough, my family are American citizens, American-born. So we lucked out in that aspect. But to see people of my community and members of my community sort of facing a sense of instability of their next step, or whether if they go home and visit family, whether they'd be able to come back. It's very disheartening.
And what do you think you learned about Baptists by doing this essay contest?
I think actions speak larger than words. And so being able to see what was done, and I didn't know this organization existed, and just sort of seeing it and being able to know that there are people out there that are sort of defending my rights is an amazing thing.
And so you kind of touched on it a little bit there with seeing an organization like ours being in coalition with different interfaith organizations, and seeing several faith backgrounds actually be a part of Supreme Court decisions. What is it like to see religions stand together and defend the rights of Muslims?
Well, I don't think anything's going to change unless we all band together. And so seeing this solidarity and knowing that sort of you got our back is a great thing.
And we do have your back. Lastly, you've done a great job answering these questions, and you did a tremendous job on your essay. Some of the people here actually got a chance to read your essay, and the ones that got a chance to read it are not surprised that you're the winner. But a little lighter question for you. How's it been in D.C. this weekend? What did you see here, and what did you enjoy?
So I've been in D.C. before, so I didn't really go to any of the major places like the White House. Instead, right outside of D.C., I went to a manor that was used to be a Civil War hospital. And so it was amazing to see how the use of the house has changed over time. Now it's a religiously affiliated house, but it used to be a Confederate hospital. And just seeing the way that this building has gone through so much and through so many different people and perspectives was pretty great. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the Religious Liberty Council for sponsoring this essay contest. And as you see, we have some bright minds out there, and we have one of the brightest here as one of our essay contest winners. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Baptist Joint Committee podcast. If you're interested in learning more about entering the 2018 contest, visit bjconline.org/contest. Again, congratulations to Yusor Ahmed, as well as the other winners of this year's essay contest. Second place winner Nicholas Sickles of Lawrence, Kansas, and third place winner Margaret Lawrence of Roanoke, Virginia. Follow us on social media at BJC on the Hill on Twitter and our Instagram at Baptist Joint Committee. Find us online at bjconline.org, which is where you'll find more details on the 2018 contest. Thanks for listening.